I want to take you to Luke chapter 1. It's the story of Elizabeth and Mary. Both of them become pregnant supernaturally. And this is what Elizabeth says in chapter 1:25. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Now, where it says in the NIV that he's shown his favor, what it really is saying, he's looked upon me. He's looked upon me and he's taken away my disgrace. Now, in her mind, it's not about the purpose of John the Baptist being born. She knows that there's a supernatural destiny on the child. She knows that there's something that he's supposed to do. But the reason she has been chosen to be his mother is that God has looked on her and he's wanting to take away her disgrace. Now, that's in contrast to someone else who's childless, Mary. Now, Elizabeth is barren. Mary is not barren. She's a virgin. Both of them, though, become pregnant. And this is the interesting thing that Mary does when she comes to see Elizabeth. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And here again in the NIV, he says, "He has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Again, he's looked upon the humble state. I just want to point out this use of the word look at, to see, that you have been seen by God. God has seen your disgrace. In Mary's case, it says, God has seen my poverty, my humility. We don't know what was going on in her life, really, or her family. We do know that she comes from poverty. When she and Joseph have to go to the temple to give an offering after the birth of Jesus, it's the offering that the poor give. And so somehow in her life, she feels that God has vindicated her by seeing her, by being able to see what's going on in her life, and has chosen her on that basis. God has looked upon Elizabeth and said, "I'm going to take away your disgrace." God has looked upon Mary and he said, "I see your humility. I see what you've gone through." I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to take heart that whether you are old or whether you are young, whatever disgrace, whatever humiliation you've had to go through, whatever disgrace you've gone through, God wants to take it away. God wants to do a supernatural work. And this is the thing that Mary goes on to say, that the Mighty One has done great things for me. In fact, she says that with his arm, he's done a mighty work. Yes, you know, being able to be supernaturally pregnant as a virgin, that is an incredible miracle. But more than that, it's about, in her mind, something that's happened to her. And the same with Elizabeth, something's happened to her. When Mary is asking the angel, "How can this happen since I'm a virgin?" He says to her that no word of God is powerless. No rhema of God is without power. When God speaks, the power to make it happen is there, and God wants to show himself to be powerful. God wants to show himself to be merciful. God wants to show himself on your behalf that he is a mighty one. And I'm saying this to people because we're living in a time where we need to see some miracles. And this week, I have just seen a rash of powerful miracles where God has intervened in a marriage, God has intervened in a workplace, and God has intervened in finances above anything anyone can ask or think. And it's in each case, it was God himself bringing people into an encounter with him, whether it was in a dream or whether it was in their prayer life or in some way confronted either with their sin, confronted with a heart of mercy and compassion, whatever the thing was, God made the difference. And the result was a turnaround, a complete 180 in this situation. And I'm saying this to you. I'm going to pray this prayer because I believe God wants to release something powerful for your life as well.